This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That strong storm that's been barreling up the East Coast with heavy rains and strong winds has been moving into the Northeast. Dario Alano is in Miami Beach, where they've been getting some bad weather, too, over the past few days.
I've been here for 25 years. First time again in December, there is such a bad weather.
Dario Alano in Florida. He talked to WPLG-TV in Miami. A car plowed into a parked SUV that was guarding President Biden's motorcade Sunday night while the president was leaving a visit to his Delaware campaign headquarters. The president and the First Lady, Jill Biden, were not harmed. The Secret Service surrounded the driver but didn't immediately comment on this. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is overseas, expected to press Israel to wind down major combat operations in Gaza. The 10-week-old war against Hamas has killed over 18,700 Palestinians. In Washington, negotiators are struggling to reach a deal on the U.S. border. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this story.
A group of senators and key members of the Biden administration are trying to satisfy multiple entities. The GOP demand that it won't free up aid for Ukraine, Israel, or others unless there's tighter border security.
We're not going to continue these stupid policies.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on NBC's Meet the Press says President Biden took the wrong step and escalated the border crisis.
Chose to undo Trump policies.
Democrat Debbie Dingell of Michigan on NBC.
It's so hard and it's so emotionally charged. We never get it done. We don't get it done under Republican presidents. We don't get it done under Democratic presidents.
Some Hispanic lawmakers are warning the president not to go too far. The hope was to find a deal to help Ukraine before Congress leaves for the holiday break. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. And the AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
Wonka was the big attraction for moviegoers this weekend.
What are you doing?
I'm making chocolate, of course. How do you like it?
Wonka was the top movie draw this weekend, bringing in $39 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. It's a prequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, with Timothy Chalamet as a young Willy Wonka trying to open a candy store. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is number two. Last week's champion, The Boy and the Heron, drops to third, followed by Godzilla Minus One. Trolls Band Together is number five. I'm Margie Zarletta.
The United States has returned to Greece 30 ancient artifacts, including marble statues, armor, helmets, and breastplates, found to have been illicitly removed from the country, say authorities. The pieces handed over to Greek officials in New York. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.